The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm excited about the opportunity of spending a few minutes with you today to talk about a topic that seemingly has the attention of most everyone in the financial services industry. And it's a topic that has a bit of irony in it. That subject is branch traffic. Across the industry, big institutions and small have been seeing smaller percentages of their customers using their branches to conduct their basic banking transactions. Now, this trend has been occurring for the better part of a decade, and if anything, it's picking up momentum. Visit any financial services website or attend any conference, and you can't avoid the subject. The irony that's hard to miss here is that it wasn't all that long ago when seemingly the biggest challenge institutions had was keeping customers out of our branches. We look for every way possible, from telephone banking to ATMs to online banking, to keep customers out of our lobbies and away from our teller lines. I must have read 1,000 columns through the years about how a teller transaction was the most expensive transaction. If we could just get our customers to transact through these other channels, whew, think of all the money we'd save. Fast forward to today, and the problem, for most, seems to be just the opposite. Banks and credit unions have thousands of not exactly inexpensive buildings scattered throughout the country that are becoming largely irrelevant to customers. Now notice I said largely and not totally. A stubborn fact that the branches are dead crowd can't ignore is that customers, even those who very rarely use a branch, still have a strong branch preference when choosing a financial institution. Yes, they can bank with anyone, from mega bank to small credit union, online, and never step foot into a branch. But they like knowing a branch is accessible to them whenever, if ever, they need one. So the idea that a bank or credit union can simply close all or even most of its branches and take on the world online isn't a very realistic one. That said, it's undeniable that the transactional factory aspect of branches, the processing of mountains and mountains of paper checks and cash, is phasing out. And with the tremendous reduction of visits necessary to conduct basic banking, opportunities to solidify and expand customer relationships within our traditional branches are reduced as well. The truth of the matter is that fewer and fewer consumers even shop for financial services within a branch. Most of their research and comparison shopping is done online, away from a branch. But in the midst of all these major structural changes in the financial services industry, in-store branches, the industry's most often overlooked and usually misunderstood channel, are generating more interest than ever. Institution after institution are designing and rolling out small footprint branches and announcing some version of the universal banker model to staff them. I've been pointing out to folks for a few years now that this branch of the future and universal banker of the future stuff, it's nice, but it's been around for almost 30 years. They're called in-store branches and in-store bankers. But the big difference is this. No other branches have the built-in recurring foot traffic into their buildings that in-stores do. In an industry having an existential crisis over a lack of face-to-face contact with customers, in-store locations are gaining interest and respect from even some of its oldest, most vocal skeptics. All that said, there's an important point to consider. The transaction counts of many in-store branches are falling as well. Well, why wouldn't they? In-store customers tend to be every bit, maybe even more, accepting of technology. They're handling more and more basic transactions themselves. Too often, however, in-store folks confuse this drop in branch transactions for a drop in store traffic. I've likely heard some version of, "Our store traffic is down," hundreds of times in the past few years. But the thing is this, it usually wasn't. Even in an increasingly online shopping world, grocery store traffic is as high as ever. And honestly, it's not hard to understand why. Even folks who buy seemingly everything under the sun online tend to buy their perishable food items in a store. They aren't having UPS deliver bananas or milk or bread or, well, much of any food items. Grocery stores have the kind of large, frequently visiting customer bases few retailers enjoy. Consider this. In a recent survey, two of the largest banks in the country said their average customer now visits a branch 2 to 3 times per year. Per year. Stunning, huh? The average citizen, on the other hand, shops a grocery store 2 to 3 times per week. In-store branches are now having, yes, as outlandish as it sounds, 50 times the opportunities for face-to-face customer interaction than a brick-and-mortar branch each year. Now sure, a customer visiting a brick-and-mortar branch is there for banking issues and may be an easier customer to engage in financial services conversations. But for most of the year, the traditional branch is out of sight and out of mind. A well-run in-store location with proactive team members and engaging marketing has incredible advantages for attracting new and expanding existing relationships. No online marketing or mobile campaign has the impact of handshakes and face-to-face conversations. In an increasingly crowded and commoditized industry, few folks are as positioned to truly stand out and connect with customers as today's in-store branch teams are. More potential customers are going to walk through your store's front door this week than will walk into most brick-and-mortar branches all year. Make sure you're doing all you can to meet them. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.